You've downloaded the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast, and this is episode 13.
Mark, kick, go!
There's the ball up, hit out.
We're in mid-season review mode as we giddy up for the last 11 games of the season.
Welcome to the NAB AFL Fantasy Show. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of the Calvinators.
Hey, Cal, are you right?
I'm all right.
Let's go and have a look how we went this week. Warn Dog, how did we go?
I didn't do very well. I was below 2,000, which is the first time this year for the Warn Dogs doing that. Apart from the bye round,
of course. Yeah.
But yeah, first time below there. But it was a tough round for all. Like, you did pretty well though, Roy. You got over 2,000.
I was solid. Yeah, I got 2,052. You know, not happy with it, but also not disappointed. Now, V8, you're the one that's intriguing me.
Oh, aren't I?
What's happened? Last week you were going to win the whole round.
I was going to win the week. And this week, I think I've dropped like 2,000 or probably more spots. My team was terrible.
They were.
Terrible.
What'd you score?
What does that say? 1881.
What happened then?
Can I give you a stat? Because I was sitting at home all afternoon angry and throwing things and, you know, I was just devastated. Out of my 22 players, 17 of them failed to reach their average or even get close.
Wow. 17?
17. I had five guys who got their average this week.
Last week you would have had nearly 22 over average.
Last week, I know what's about to be said, but last week I sat here and I couldn't even find anyone for a -3.
Yeah.
I know, there it is. Karma bus. And look, I deserved. I was about what? Nearly, 400 points down on what I was last week.
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
Now, very disappointing.
I'm glad you turned up still.
You brought down a few people with you as well with your captain advice this week.
I did, Warnie. Thanks for that. Yes.
Dane Beams, why didn't you see that coming? Why did you tell everyone to go him as captain?
I did. I told everyone to go Rocky, number one. Who'd you go, Roy?
Yeah, I went Rocky,
well
number
done.
One. Yep.
Well done.
Now, I did throw out there, Calvin, we actually had a discussion. We were worried that Paul Roos does sometimes...
He does.
...throw the tag on, like, the second or third best
mid.
He does, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, apparently.
Yep.
I did not think that, though, like, a guy like Beams, who... Up until this week, he's like last seven games, his lowest score is 105.
I know, he looks safe.
How could he possibly do this to us?
Massive credit to him, though. 40 points in the last quarter was pretty huge to bring some respectability to his score.
Some is the key
word
there.
But in a post-match radio interview, do you hear this?
No.
He's gone, he's interviewed, I think it might have been one of the radio stations there, asking him about, probably not your best game and all that sort of stuff, but, you know, finished off. He said the biggest thing he's worried about is checking his Twitter account and seeing abusive tweets from fantasy fans.
Well, that's interesting.
Really? Yeah. Well, you've got to take the good with the bad, Beamer, because all this year people have been pumping him up.
Yep. And I was sitting on the couch this afternoon. Yep. I was sitting on the couch getting all these tweets left, right and centre, as I do, blaming me. Yeah. For their captaincy.
Well, just forward them to Beams.
Well, I'm going expecting to. Them. He's expecting them. I'll send them right on.
All right, let's have a look at our -3s. Let's see who were the ones, well, the main culprit of our scores being so bad this round.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll start. I traded in, and he straight off the never again list. So this means I'm not allowed to sook about it, but I am allowed to award him the -3.
All right.
Buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got him in this week. He was very disappointing. Got to 50 in the end. I just have to look at it long term and think he's going to have a couple of big games. I just have to enjoy
them.
The
story could have been worse for you, though. The match review panel.
Oh, mate, I was crapping my dax.
The match review panel looked after Buddy and all those coaches that have jumped on board. He'll bounce back, though.
Do you know what the funny thing is? Last week, if I had looked at that bump, I would have gone... Idiots, why would you do that? Give him a week to teach him a lesson. This week I was going, there's not that much in it. He didn't actually leave the ground. The guy wasn't hurt.
What a difference.
I know, it was disgusting. I was disgusting. But
that's
anyway.
All right. Now, my -3 is going to, well, I can't actually choose who it is, but it's going to go to the Bombers, who were playing the Giants.
Oh, is this the Bombers, who are the highest scoring team in the world?
Exactly. That's the problem. Yes. It's the Bombers, the highest scoring team in the world. One of my reasons for bringing in Goddard.
Yep.
And so I got him last week, so I got a good score out of him last week, but 74, not good enough when the Giants should have been a ton. Like, you know, I'm not even going to get greedy and ask for something huge, but...
Oh, I also see your best mates written down there, Warn.
Well,
You didn't nominate him, surely.
No, Hibbo's not going to. He's just. I just wrote it there. I wasn't even going to say this.
Oh, I cannot believe it.
I was just going to write it there, and I was going to take a photo of it and send it to him and say, look how close you were. I'll put the line through now.
There's a lot of things that I got wrong this week in Calvin's Captains, but predicting Essendon to score badly against JWS.
Why were
it
you?
It was one of them.
Check your stats, mate. That's what Calvin does.
Well done.
Tick a pat on the back for me.
Well done, mate.
All right, now you try to find someone in that rabble of a side.
Take your pick. Look, I'm not even going to complain about Tex Walker's 47. Oh. Right? Because he's a key forward and he's
I give you permission to.
I'm not going to complain about Dean Cox, primo ruck with 68 points.
Can I?
No, we're not allowed. Or Gunston. You know, averaging 90-odd. He had 68. Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Clang, clang,
I'm not even going to mention that I've got your two Essendon blokes there, dog. They were terrible. But I am going to say who I've got, and I think you guys haven't got. Whose house? Dale House, 58.
The outhouse, that's what
it outhouse is. Outhouse, one.
Outhouse. Oh, what was going on?
There is something house I'd like to call it.
Oh, is there?
It's inappropriate language.
Yes, we don't want to put an explicit rating on
We certainly do not. But that would be fair terminology. What, was he just sitting forward or what?
He was.
What
he
happened
was
to Dale House running all over the ground? What happened to our damn heat maps?
Yeah, it's not good. Right, let's change tactics. Let's make it a bit more positive here. Okay. Plus threes. Warndog, who have you gone?
Well, I did the bad thing, right thing. I don't know. Last week I traded out Dane Swan. But with the Hawthorn boys, our rookies there, out this week, changed my plans. Sorry to those people that think that it's gospel what Roy writes in Roy's Trade Talk each week.
Did you trick the public again?
No, I changed my trades based on selections. You're allowed to do that.
Do you tweet it out to everybody?
I do.
Good.
I do. My 7,000 or so followers.
Wow.
They like to hear that and tell me that I'm an idiot for my trades that I do. I did get him back, and so he was very, very good on the Monday game, considering there was a fair bit of rubbish going on
and
around
considering
him.
Considering he only had 25 touches.
That's
too.
It, yeah. And can I tell you? There, so 114 for him, and so just gets the plus three. Wasn't my high score or anything for that, but just the fact that I did get him back in this week and it paid off.
Now, look, for you two, you've actually held Swanee through this tricky patch. He averages 130 in his last four against the Bulldogs.
Does he really?
That is going to be nasty. But, of course, they've got the Tigers in Wallace and Pickin.
They won't go to him. They'll go to Pendles and Beams. They can see.
You would expect so, surely. Roy, who about your plus three?
Well, you guys will probably have a little niggle about this, but Robbie Gray, if you don't mind, that's what I got him in for, those 120s, and he just went bang for me. When everyone else, I looked through the rest of the forward line, apparently someone said, hey, let's score in the 50s, it's cool this week.
Oh, yes.
And Robbie Gray was like, no way, man. Yeah, I'm going 120, bang. Rebel. Yeah, so Gray got it.
Well, Dusty was with him and he was my plus three, 123, but geez, where was he in the second
half?
Slowed
up, didn't
he? So what was it, 93 in the first half?
What happened?
I don't know.
Well, it was just a story of Richmond's night, though. They were so good in the first half. And
he
then
celebrated at half time and he was a bit dusty in the second half.
Righto, so everyone has played 11 games now, so that's mean there's 11 games to go of the season. A great time for us to start reflecting on our years so far. So
reflecting can sometimes be really unhappy times.
Exactly,
can't it?
It can be. So we'll look for some positives to start with. Then let's go. So let's think about who was the best player that you started with this year, or maybe best couple of selections that you went with, Roy.
I can give you two here, and ironically, I can turn it into a sad story as well, because my best two picks this year were Treloar and McRae.
Yeah, nice.
And I got them out in the buy panic, and they are continuing to play really well. So I started with Treloar and McRae. They are still going very well, although I don't have them. I probably might try to get one back at some stage. But they dominated for me early, so they were my best picks.
Nice. Yeah. All right, I'm going to call mine Hibbo. Starting with him, love him, even though it's a bad week to do it because he's got a little bit of a sour taste, but he's been one of the better and most consistent defenders back there. Simpson, everyone's jumping on him, and he's actually the highest averaging defender
now. That was a great pick. It was gutsy because he's over, like he'd be 30 or so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
His beard makes him look old.
It does.
And also Chappie, that was another one. I did trade him out because of injury and stuff. Or I think, it was just the right time to trade him with these two trades every week. But he has been so good. Like,
he has.
If you started with him with Gutsy, he's been pretty solid for us. So, yeah, that was mine. What about you, Calvin?
Well, I too had the Treloar-McRae combo, but I started with Stevie J, and probably up until about 3 weeks ago,
that was a masterstroke.
Pat myself on the back, because he was the most expensive player, and I did have to dig deep to find the coin to get him. And I was like strutting around with a few 160s coming up, and then all of a sudden, bang, 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 and he's worth like $3.40, and everyone's going to pick him up.
I do recall a conversation where Stevie was on 50 at quarter time, and you were swaggering around the room going to Warnie. Why wouldn't you have him? Why wouldn't you have him?
Well, why wouldn't you have him?
I know. Well, we know now.
We'll all have him, yes. Yeah.
All right, so let's look now. They were who we started with. What about your best trades of the year? Who was the guy that you bought in that was your best, do you think, Cal?
So, like, through the buy period there, when we're all scratching and trying to find somebody to get, I got in Libba.
Yeah, that is a good one.
In the 4 weeks I've had him, he's averaged me 125. So,
oh, really?
Thank you, Mr. Libba, because you've actually been the only shining light at Team Calvinator.
Yeah, my best trade was when Tom Mitchell started going through, you know,
yes,
that subbing, yes, and then I know getting that. Dropped and that. Well, I went to Luke Parker right back then.
Brilliant.
It only cost me $40,000 for the upgrade, and Parker, I stand
That's
by.
Awesome.
He is the best forward in the competition.
Agree.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, mine was, I started with a mid-price ruck strategy and went with Tom Hickey. He got injured and it was on a Friday afternoon too, so I sort of threw my trade plans, especially the ones that I told everyone that I was going to do that week as well.
And again.
And decided to go to Sam Jacobs.
Oh,
and
great trade.
That was, I was very, very lucky. Some might say that I was kissed a little bit in this one.
Yeah, it was about, in the back of my mind.
Fell about $5,000 short of going to Mumford.
That was the week
that Mumford was the late withdrawal and then had that knee injury and was out for
what
a few weeks.
What did Jacobs get that week?
Oh, it was a ton. It was awesome. Yeah. And he's pretty much equal with Sandy as the best averaging ruckman for the year or best scoring.
Yeah, no, it's a great trade.
So great that was good. All right, let's look into some of those negatives now. I know we've all got lists that are pretty long of our worst trades of the year. What's the start of that one?
Yeah, I'll go. Apart from the fact that I no longer have Treloar and McRae, my worst trade actually happened this week.
Oh!
Yeah, it did not pay off at all. I went Cochin and Langdon out for Bird and Buddy, and I got bitten bad by the Swans.
Double whammy.
So, I mean, it did make me some cash, and they both went up in value.
Long term, it should be.
Long term, it should be fine. It's just funny to think I would have got 2-1 this week if I just didn't trade.
Yeah, and that's going to be a question that comes
up
soon.
Yeah. Isn't it?
We're going to be better off not trading.
Yeah, so, but you know, you'd like to see a little bit out of them, not their worst games for the past month by a country mile. But anyway, that's what happened, so that's my worst trade.
My
so
worst
far,
one was through the buy period again. There's a common pattern here.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
You have
to wonder, don't you? Sorry to interrupt, but wonder the value of chasing that 18 players through the buy at times.
Yep.
When you end up losing.
Well, I chased 18 players during the bye and I've been stuck with Jamie Elliott.
Jamie Elliott. Tell us a story about Jamie
Well,
Elliott.
This is a story all about Jamie Elliott. He was averaging 90 some odd when I got him, and I looked at it, I was like, Colin would have got a really easy run coming up. He's going to snag a few sausage rolls. Up until that point, he'd kick like one or two goals in every game. And I'm like, yeah.
He is looking good.
He's got a bit of a Matty Stokes sort of feel. Fights up, comes back, you know, he'll be all right. Since I got him, he's averaged me 70. And now I think of it, 70, it's not that bad considering the heartache that I've had.
He has actually been frustrating, I think.
He saves himself.
He does.
So many times.
He's a big second half.
He's a junk
time.
He had like 15 at the half or something this week.
And that's probably the second or third week in a row.
He does it to me.
Now, Kevin, this was your idea to do these best trades and worst trades.
I regret it.
And yeah, you do. But you sent it through while the game was going on of the Monday game. And I had my guy written down. And that was Travis Cloak as my worst trade-in.
Yeah.
But he saved himself as well. He ended up with a decent score.
He got 80.
And because of his 150 last week, he's off the chopping block. So there's a line through him. And so I decided to go with Patrick Dangerfield.
Yes. Oh, wow, yeah.
I've had him for 3 weeks.
Yes.
And so over those 3 weeks, his scores have been 74, 93, 66.
Hasn't
cracked a ton for him. That was after he came off. Four tons, and two of those were 149, 135.
Oh,
so
wow.
I actually got him fairly expensive.
Yes.
And knowing, well, and I did that because I was thinking that he was going to be the best forward of the competition. Gee, I might sort of
throw
stuff.
Him on my radar. Now. So,
everyone's pretty goddamn keen to get on him. So yeah, he's that. So again, that's a 77 average I've had from him since I've had
very
him.
Very disappointing.
And this is danger that we all think. He's a gun. So, all right, now let's go into what we're trying to get towards, that ultimate team, that utopia of a team.
I've never heard that word before.
Haven't you?
Good word.
All right, so we're looking at those. Now, I'm going to kick off with the defenders. Who are going to be that top six defenders? Now, in a way, this feels fairly easy. I think there's a few guys here that we can lock, and I think that you guys will agree. Cade Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jimmy Bartel.
Yep.
Tick. David Swallow.
He racks up those 120 games that are going to keep his average.
Now, we've got to say, we're looking from here on in, aren't we?
Yeah.
We'll just hold on for a minute.
Why do you hate Swallow so much?
What did he have this week, Roy? I'll tell you why, because he was on my...
He had 74.
Oh, okay, not bad. Play on.
Okay. I think, well, definitely give a tick to Jared McVay.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So we'll give him a tick. And I think we have to give a tick to Hibbo.
Oh, you would, yeah.
Yes,
we do, don't we?
Yes, yeah, we definitely. Do.
He's there. But a couple that sit around him, just quietly, Luke Hodge and Burgoyne, they've averaged 93 over the time, over the season so far.
Do you just get scared of late withdrawals? I do with them,
definitely. But they have to certainly be in the mix, maybe to round out those two.
Yep.
I don't mind them as options there.
We'll call them interesting.
Interesting ones. And again, Hodgie, 120 last week, over the weekend, so that was pretty good. But
what?
They're both,
120?
Yeah, they're both a little bit
I'm getting him in.
Inconsistent, I suppose.
But you've got to throw Sam Mitchell back into that
and
as
that's,
well.
And that's the one that I was really looking at. He's one that will be back in a couple of weeks by the sounds of it. He's not too far away. And I reckon he has to be in that mix, obviously, for that back six. So I think that we can lock in there Simpson, Bartel, McVay, Hibbard. I don't mind Pierce Hanley either.
No,
he
like
could
Pierce.
Be in the mix. So those last couple of spots there, Mitchell, I think, definitely gets in there for the end of the season.
Yep.
But yeah, you're sort of throwing up between a Hodge, a Burgoyne, a Hanley. I think Matty Yench, he's probably crossed his name off our list now after this week. But that's where I'd be looking. So let's call it Simpson, Bartel, McVay, Hibbard, Mitchell, and then it's a Swallow Hodge Burger, I reckon.
Yeah,
and
right.
a Hanley. Oh, there you guys
there you go.
You're looking at. So we'll see how that sort of ends up. Right, let's look into the midfield. Who's got that one?
I hope you're comfortable sitting up on that fence there, Warndog.
No, it's very...
Making all the big calls.
Sorry.
Now, this one is pretty obvious. I'm going with the midfield, and it's going to start off what I think is very obvious. It's basically how we're sitting at the moment, and I can't see why this would change. But Rocky Gaz Beamer, even after his performance today, is definitely up there still. You've got Pendles. JPK is on fire this year.
Oh, yeah.
And he can't be denied his spot. Steve Johnson's in there. So is Barlow. They're your locks, okay?
Right,
now, I'm going to climb up on the fence with Warndog. I'm going to climb up on the fence with Warndog and throw three names into the mix for you.
Oh, one that I haven't heard yet, and I know he's going to be there.
I am going with our ex-boy, Calvin Treloar.
Yes,
he is averaging 130 the last three games for an average of 108 for the year. You know that 130 is since we parted ways.
Yeah, but I just remember with him, though, like, teams will start to take notice of him.
Yeah.
Remember when they were doing that and they were tagging him? We're like, why the hell are you tagging him?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Anyway, Libba. Yeah. Oh, well, that's probably who you traded him to, so that's all right. He is in the mix with his three-game average of 117. Swanee.
Yeah.
He can do it.
He can do
it. He can do it, Swanee. You can do it.
You know Swanee can come home with, 115 average for the rest of the year.
He's just averaging 102 at the moment.
I know.
A few of those down games, but he is increasing that.
He is.
He will actually probably change his, even with those scores that he's had, his end of season average will be 110 plus, I think.
Here's the deal. Job Watson is out, right, at the moment. And a lot of people have Job. He's a very popular player. He's actually been informed the last month, so he is worth a bit of money. People want the best midfielders in at the moment, so they're looking like this midfield. If you had to choose out of those last three, if you had to get off the fence, Libba, Treloar, Swan, which one would you guys get?
For me, it's a no-brainer, but I'm an old-school DTR.
Yeah.
I am going Swan every day of the week.
Yeah, just the, like we sometimes talk about, that intimidation factor.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm coming up against, I'll compete them. But, Swanee.
And there's those times as well that he's a lock as a captain because of what he just does to some certain teams as well. Like, I'm sure the Pirate will probably say that he's number one at some stage for the rest of the season.
Well, he's creeping back up, and I will tell you, he makes the top five this week.
Yes!
Hang on. So
hashtag exclusive.
Does Ablett make the top five this week?
I can't say.
Oh.
But I can say that Ablett gets tagged by Scott Selwood, and he only had 89 and 102 in his last two games.
But I can answer it. No, he won't be in there.
He doesn't.
All right, that's
the mix. Oh, that's insane.
All right, let's have a quick look at the Ruxen as a bit of a quick thing. I reckon we throw a blanket over Sanilands, Jacobs, and probably Mumford, I reckon. Those three, if you've got two of those, that's where you're good with. And I'm pretty happy. Like, I'm not changing from Jacobs and Sanderlands.
Oh,
if
they why don't you playing, come and jump on the Cox with us?
Yeah.
No, because I don't like that. Now, it's,
he's hopeless.
He's got, too sporadic, I think, his scoring. So, anyway, that's where I'd be. If you were going to nail it, what would you say? Would you go?
I would go Mummy Sandy.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, if he's fit and really going again like he was at the start of the year. But at the moment, I think it's Sandy Jacobs, but easily could be Mummy by the end of the year.
Yeah. All right. Well, Calvin, you've got the forwards. Now, does Jamie Elliott make your
top? I am going to say Jamie Elliott does not make it. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to say this was a bloody tough position to do.
Yep.
So let's go through this.
And you've got a big blanket, don't you?
I don't want to be a fence sitter like the dog, and I don't want splinters in my bottom.
Yeah.
So let's go through. Parker, averaging 103... has to be there.
Lock.
Yeah.
Green tick with my green texter. Dustin Martin has to be there.
Yep.
Tick.
Tick. Yep.
Dangerfield has to be there.
Does he?
Yes, I think he does.
I hope he does.
He comes home strong. At the moment, if based on ranking, he's the seventh best.
Right.
So, and that's based on average.
Okay. Right.
So I think he will be better. I think Danger will be there.
All right.
There's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Chappie can be in the top six.
Yes, I
don't mind. He can. And I think, what would you call a win for him? How many games? So he's missed two already.
Yep.
So he's played 9 out of a possible 11.
Well, from here on in, to be in there, he has to play every game as far as I'm concerned.
I think he will, leading into finals, because he's missed those two in a row.
Yep.
They interviewed him and he goes, I'm fresh, I'm ready to go. He doesn't need to rest anymore.
He'll miss one more, I think, at least. If he missed one more, I'd still call that a win.
Really?
For a top
Did you know Chappie?
Even if you had to pay like Ambrose for a week or something like that.
You could sideways him for a week.
Oh, okay.
That's what we've got those trades for.
Right. Okay.
But Chappie's gone over 90 in 7 out of his 9 games.
Yeah, he's
pretty
good.
Pretty impressive. He's
still averaging over 100.
Here's a guy that I wasn't sure about. Yes, he's averaging the most in the forward line at the moment. Boomer Harvey.
Oh, we just have to wake up to the fact that it's a damn good pick.
He's going
to
keep going, isn't
he? Did you know that he turns 36 this week?
Did you know he's having career best numbers?
It's just not
what
right.
What about the 30-plus rule? No one mentioned a 35-plus rule.
But is this...
They get back on the radar if they hit 35.
There's a name I haven't mentioned that I would have been raked over the coals at the start of the year for not mentioning, and that's Riewoldt.
Yeah. Oh,
from here on in, could he?
He could. He'd be one of those ones close to number six. I think he can be. I think he definitely can be. His scores at the start of the season were brilliant. Yes, he's having a down trot, 75 in his last 5 matches average, but
I'm going to say... I know I'm a bit biased, but if you're looking at key forwards like that, I think Buddy's going to be a lot better than Riewoldt for the rest of the year.
Oh, I'm going to throw some names.
How many games is he going to miss through suspension and stupidness?
5. He's out of the list.
Right. So let's go through. At the moment, I've got Harvey, Parker, Chappie, Dusty, and Danger.
Right. There's 5.
We need one more. Here's a few players for you. Robbie Gray.
Lock it in.
Averaging 95.
I'm not even
Hang on.
Just joking.
Hang on. Dale House. Averaging 93.
I'd have Gray over Dale House.
Bird, who's averaged over 100 in his last 6 games this year. Even though he had that 70 last week, he's averaging over 100 in his last 6. There's only 3 guys on this list averaging over 100. Should Bird be the 6th guy?
God, do you know what? He's one of these guys where it is purely dependent on role. I obviously looked at him this week and last week. That's why I got him in. I didn't see him at 1 centre bounce this week, where last week he was starting in there all the time.
Zorko.
So, I don't know.
Zorko, is he off the list?
Oh, jeez. The forward line is good.
Oh, tell me, dog. I was pulling my hair out all afternoon.
Zorko, he attracts a tag.
Tag, and that's why I have crossed him off the list.
I think it's fair. Yeah.
I don't like Buddy there because he's a key position player for the rest of the year. So we've got it down to Look, did you know McGlynn is averaging 98?
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
But he can't be there on the list, can he?
What?
He's off the list.
Roy might have him because he's dual position now.
Well, he's on the radar.
So we're down to three players. Robbie Gray, Dale House and Bird for our sixth
position. I'm crossing
off
Dale House.
Yeah,
because
is gone.
Of that forward, what he's had a couple of those.
So we're looking at Bird, who's averaging 86.
We have to cross him
year.
Because he plays different roles week to week.
Robbie Gray will be the sixth highest averaging forward from here on in.
Jeez, he's been in sentences that have said Sean Higgins before.
Yeah,
with his body.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it, Calvin.
So rounding it out: Brent Harvey, Parker, Dusty, Chappie, Danger. And dirty little Robbie Gray.
Now, nothing I reckon, dirty about him.
Yes, there is Roy.
With a couple of those names there, Chappie and Robbie Gray, maybe you do need to get those next couple in just so that you've got them on the bench for
just keep
security.
Them warm. Keep just them warm.
Right, just before we go, boys, I did throw out the Twitter questions to see what people thought. Pretty much everyone's just asking, what are we going to do with Job? I think it's about 59,000 coaches are stuck with him at the moment. 8 to 10 weeks is the prognosis because he's having surgery, all of that. So it's an obvious...
It's not
you have to trade.
Yeah,
so,
got to trade.
There's no other option. He's about $550,000.
Yeah. As an owner, we're actually very fortunate that he came back into form that last month and
definitely.
He's right up there because he looked like dropping under 500.
Exactly. So we're very lucky that we've...
that he's done this on the back of some good form.
Yeah, because it could have been a sub-500 sort of average
price.
Anyway, so let's have a look at some of the best options. Now, Calvin, who are you looking at to get? Well, you're not having to because you've already got him, but who do you say is the best option?
Best option, I think, for Joe Watson, for people we're having, has to be Steve Johnson.
I don't
Highest
like it.
Averaging player from last year, and he is going to smash it this week against St Kilda at Simmons. Why would you... Yes, I know you're going to say he's averaging poorly last
year. He's averaging 75 in the last 3 weeks.
But look, get on him because he is. He's the best one there is.
What do you think he'll go?
He will go 146 this week.
So he better be your number one option this week on Calvin's cap.
Well,
think he's
I'll let you know on a little ring of rumour... that he's not.
Oh, right. Jeez, I can't
Someone's
wait to see how big the other
guy. Oh, we're having a cracking week this week.
I think the thing that I don't like about that, he's got down bloody cheap now, but his break-even still remains very high. Like, I might wait for him later on to get him. That's what
trade
my
him
thinking
out, you think?
Might be.
Wow. Trade him out.
Well, that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it certainly does because there is lots of good value around at the moment. So if he's still going to have that high break even, you might as well wait
for
till
example,
he bottoms out.
If you were one of those people that did get rid of Swan and weren't smart enough to jump back on board like me this week, he would be a great option, I think.
He's, okay.
As we said, he's got to make that top eight, doesn't he? So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
So if you haven't got him, now's a pretty good time to get him. Like, you make some money out of going Job to him as well. Like, not much, but you get some cash. So he's a really good option there. I suppose other guys, if you don't have them for those straight swaps, sort of the Pendles type options if you didn't have him. But of the big dogs, I think the main ones. Now, Roy, you're thinking about making a few dollars. You're doing some sneaky stuff.
You know how it really paid off for me last week doing that little primo type thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm going to consider doing it again here. Swallow.
Yeah.
Andrew Variety.
Ah, oh, the other one.
Yeah, so he, if you go to him, like he was a premium last year before he got injured.
Definitely, yep.
100 grand you make.
Ooh.
100 grand and
wow.
He's coming off the back of a ton. He's looking like he's back in form. You know, if that 100 grand gets you an upgrade somewhere else to another fallen premium,
could be.
It worth it?
Potentially.
Well,
I don't mind
Swallow.
The only problem with him, though, I don't think he's an uber premium.
No, he's not your top eight.
He's not going to average more than 105. That would be an absolute maximum.
So
absolute
how long?
Maximum.
So what would be considered that paying off over the next month? Say you keep him for 3 weeks until you get Stevie Johnson in for him.
Yeah,
what would
be
would be a good average over that time that you would be happy with?
Jeez.
95 plus.
Oh, you'd maybe want a bit more
than
that.
I'd want the 100.
You'd want
100,
I reckon.
Spot on 100 for that to be a good trade.
It could be an interesting option. So that would be a big call this week,
yeah,
I reckon, for a lot of coaches.
It's just one I want you to consider. I'm not saying go and do it, However, I think it definitely should be on your radar. Roy's Trade Talk
is must read this week. All right, now the match day game. So the NAB AFL Fantasy Match Day, where you've got a chance to win $250 and an AFL Life Pass. Two this weekend, we've got the Carlton and Hawthorne game. Mm. How do you reckon your Blue Boys will go this week?
Not very well.
Choke it up again?
Or, yeah, they won't even get close this time, so it'll be a bit easier to watch.
And the other one, Calvin, your boys, the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, and I'll give you a hot tip. Dangerfield, 101 and 121 in his last two against North.
There you go.
That'll be nice. So I might have to hold him this week. Yep, they're playing North Melbourne, so that's the Saturday night game, so make sure you get teams in for
that. I might put a C on Swallow in that one.
Oh, that could be a little test run for you.
Yeah,
yeah,
it could.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure you get us on iTunes. And if you do, get into the little comment things. Give us a little bit of a rating. 5 stars would be nice.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Good luck this week. Last 11 games.
Bounce back week.
Bounce back week.
I'm all right.
Hello, hero.